wanna hear it slap its tail.
It's a little beaver.
I wanna hear it slap its tail.
Hey, AT&T, you hungry?
How interested are you in some carbohydrates? What?
Oh my
just happened.
Goodness.
What
that
just
is
happened?
Insane. We were watching my team, Michigan Wolverines, were playing. Shout out to
basketball.
Shout out to my man Caleb, who's a Michigan fan listening.
All right. All right, Leb.
Anyway, yeah, so their basketball team just.
They're playing in a game right now.
Yeah.
And Trent, you know, he's watching the score. See, it's close here at the end, all right? Didn't know what the score was. We watch a highlight play.
Yeah, we saw the final, and I said, oh, wow. Because it looked like the score was updating. It for sure looked like they were going to win. We had like 7 seconds left.
But then the other team was winning.
It was like five.
Maryland was winning.
All of a sudden, we won.
So saw we watched the play. Crazy stuff.
And what on earth?
Go ahead and explain what happened in naval terms.
In naval terms. Avast, me hearties. The ball went in the treasure chest.
Explain
anyway,
the play. Explain the play.
Well, no one really cares about the play, but okay. We ended up winning with 0.4 seconds left. So I'm pretty happy right now.
You can't win with 0.4 seconds left.
Okay, well, we were up by 0.4 with 0.4. We're up by. We were up and we won.
Congratulations to the Wolverines. We're proud of you. Keep fighting, Wolves.
I think they do this.
That's M. Oh, for Michigan. I'm so dumb. All right.
In Maryland. I don't know who they're cheering for. M for Michigan or Maryland.
Everyone was doing it. That's crazy.
Win or lose. Win or lose.
Well, that's a good way to start the pod, I feel like.
Speaking of that.
We were already hyped, and now what? What did you just see?
I just got a live video from my friend who was there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Nice. What are the chances of that, huh?
No way he watched that
live. He just watched it live. Whoa. And then he's going crazy, camera shaking, people's arms
wow.
are flying up.
I forgot he was there. He was at the other game last night.
I love that that's a natural human reaction.
Just jumping?
Putting your arms up.
Oh.
When you're excited?
You just get big.
Arms go up.
Get big.
Yes!
Anyway, you probably didn't come here to hear about the score to games that happened 2 days before this is released.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to hear this? You wanted to hear from Trent Potter?
Well, we'll get to that. And Alex Del Cid. Hey, welcome back to the Tucked In Tea podcast.
Yeah, that's me.
Where we always start off the show differently.
It's never been the same. Actually, it probably has.
It's definitely been the same, but it's been getting weirder and weirder.
Weird.
We also got comments about us making earthquake sounds, so we'll try not to do that today.
That's always my fault. I'll be clear there. If that ever happens, it's because I talk with my hands, and sometimes I pound the desk.
As hard as you can.
And that's my fault.
I look over, and he gets a little upset.
Let me talk.
Yeah, we had a pretty full week. At least I know I did.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yes.
As well.
We can get into it after we... I was going to say roll the intro. No. But we should have already done that by now.
We definitely have already done that.
Reroll the intro.
Thank you for doing that, folks. Seriously. Don't never want to get old. Never
want to take it for granted.
That's exactly that.
I will be honest, Alex and everyone listening. I feel a little... I mean, I just watched my team. I'm pretty happy, and I feel kind of all over the place right now. Emotionally... Physically, I'm over there and over there. What's my leg doing over there?
You're just giddy.
I'm just pretty loopy.
Loopy?
Okay, maybe that's not the right word.
Do you wear the dentist?
No, I hope not.
Laughing gas?
I didn't know you were a dental man.
Zzz, zzz, zzz.
All right.
Zzz. So how was your day?
It's zzz, been great.
How was your day, though, for real?
My day was great. I woke up a little bit later today.
Sleeping in? That's always good.
Yeah, usually I'd go to bus visitation, but today was the one exception where I didn't because my mom and sisters were here.
How sweet.
And so we got breakfast. Then they had to go. So I got to see my mom and sisters this morning and last night. It was a blessing. And so they're traveling back right now. So I hope by the time you listen to this, you are home and safe. If you're not home by the time you listen to this, I don't know where you're at.
They stopped to see the world's largest ball of yarn.
Over in Wyoming.
I was just talking about this, and I forget where I said it was. Oh, well.
There's got to be the world's largest everything.
Yeah. I wonder if I own any of them.
I wonder if we could make the world's largest something.
World's largest podcast. We're on the road to it.
One episode at a time. Join us in 82 years, and we might get there.
We will be the world's largest podcast. So I just want so many guests. We just have 100 people on.
Speaking of guests, we should have one.
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not.
How do we do that?
That's the thing, because we can't bring one on and be like, he's an expert at this topic, because we don't talk about topics.
But maybe there could be. What if we had an expert on topics?
And is helping us to be more topical.
Exactly.
Well.
Maybe that'd help.
Maybe it would. And then the rest of my day was fine. I went to NBT today, which, to those who don't know, that stands for...
National Basketball Team.
No, New Balance Tennies. No, it stands for Neighborhood Bible Time. And I had the opportunity to go preach today there, so got to preach three times. Same thing, but to different age groups, 4- and 5-year-olds, teenagers, and then 3rd-, 4th graders-ish. I guess it'd be more 1st to 6th grade.
Who's your favorite?
Oh, definitely the 1st to 6th grade. Most responsive, most interactive.
Actually.
They all need it, but those are the easiest to interact with. So,
yeah, that makes sense. Because they're not too cool yet.
And yeah, they're
also
yeah.
still somewhat human. I feel like, you know, when you're with the, what'd you say, 4- and 5-year-olds?
Yes.
I feel like some of them haven't really gained conscience yet.
No, they're so oblivious. So I did my best to try to explain, but they don't. They're like looking at me and like reaching out to just grab my hair. Like, what are you doing? But you know, we're all like that. I still do that sometimes. It's
good warm up, but that's not all.
Then I jump straight to teenagers. So you know,
a little bit of it carries over.
A little bit.
Have you guys heard?
They're pretty oblivious. Of,
but. What am I going to say? But willingly.
Yes, oblivious. Yes. Because then, I mean, I had one of the 5-year-olds, she's just asking questions like the whole time. And I was like, oh, she's getting it. So she raised her hand and be like, yes, do you have a question? And she's like, do you have a wife? And I was like, no, not yet. I'm about to.
74 days or
like,
whatever.
Just give me 84, 83 or 84. I can't remember. One of those two. And then they raise their hand again. It's like, how tall are you? It's like, okay, I don't think you're understanding salvation here. Let's get back to faith, the basics. But it was good. I hope the Lord can use it in their lives. It was a good time.
Yeah, if anything, it can leave a good taste of Christ in their mouth.
And it was just so fun. They do the skits and all that. It's just a blast. If you ever, wherever you guys are, if you ever have a chance to get involved with something like that, even just VBS, NBT, anything, it's so
absolutely
fun.
It's a good time.
It is such a blast. And I'm pretty sure there's crowns in heaven for playing Nebuchadnezzar in skits. So
I think so.
So, yeah, sure. That was a blast. A lot of fun. And now I'm here with you, Alex, and I haven't seen you all day.
What a day.
So you're looking good today.
Oh, thank you. I combed my hair and brushed my hair.
Looks like you ironed your shirt today.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
No, no.
A sick joke?
What is this? Some sort of twisted joke?
All right, it's maybe a little bit wrinkled, but that's just because I was crumbled up for a little bit. When I put it on, it was...
You were or the shirt was?
I was.
Oh.
The shirt, when I put it on, it was nice.
Did you purposely crawl into the fetal position right after putting it on?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Just knees touching my nose.
Did you do anything great today? How was your morning? Yeah,
was solid.
Yeah.
I mean, went to visitation today.
Yes,
got to see some bus kids. Got to take some bus kids out to lunch.
Oh, that's so cool.
I talked to do that.
That is so cool.
A couple weeks ago, tried to plan it out with them.
Dude, where'd you go?
A taco truck.
Yeah.
So on our bus route, we passed by a taco truck. There's always people packed out at this taco truck, and I was sitting next to his name is Christian. And he was like, man, that place is always packed. I was like, we should go. And he's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And so just from there, we were like, just made it a plan. And so
that's awesome.
Got to take him, his younger brother.
Sweet.
Lucas.
Their parents are like, get them out of the house. Yes, please.
they were very appreciative. And I was glad to do it. It was fun. Good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to just talk to them a little bit. I really wanted to have a purpose for this trip. It's not just like just to take him out, but I wanted purpose. I wanted to just get a look into where they're at spiritually.
Sure,
like,
sure.
See if they have a salvation testimony and that thing. So just praying for Lucas, because Christian, he has a salvation testimony, but Lucas did not. So just praying for Lucas.
I can go preach to him if you want.
Yeah, foreman in the fire.
Foreman in the fire.
Go ahead.
That was a good... Maybe I'll just bring that back around in the spiritual time, but that was good.
Good.
I like doing that today.
Yeah, let's do that.
So
I like it.
I get to do it again on April 5th, so if you're around Oklahoma City April 5th, go ahead and join us for NBT.
Hey, that'd be interesting. We have like a meet and greet?
Meet and greet. Meet Alex and Trent at NBT.
Who?
Alex and... Alex and Brian is what I meant to say.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. I got a bone to pick with AI. After all that we've done with it.
We're fans of AI.
You may say Brian, really question mark. And I'm thinking the same thing. Let me give you some context to that. The other day, my friend, a mutual friend of ours, actually a listener here to the podcast, shout out to Big Don. I shouldn't have, not big, but just like, I was just ad
something. Normal size. Oh.
Human-sized Don, and he built to scale Don, and he looked up on ChatGPT, what is the Tucked in Tea podcast? Here's what it said. ChatGPT said, the Tucked in Tea podcast is a podcast hosted by Alex Del Cid.
Here, present, in the flesh.
All his names. And then it said, and... Brian Hernandez.
Who's Brian? Who are you
Brian
here?
Brian Hernandez.
Are you here, Brian? Come on out. All right. That's another. Is this a sick joke, Brian?
Is there something I don't know?
What kind of twisted joke is this, Brian?
Brian!
Show yourself, Brian.
I am so confused. I don't know. I've never said Brian and Hernandez in the same sentence, I don't think. We've never talked about Brian Hernandez on the podcast, I have no idea.
Is there a Brian? Is that a famous person by chance?
Should I look it? Yeah, go ahead and look it up. But like, what? Apparently I'm Brian Hernandez, so go ahead and just call me Brian, because I guess I'm just not Trent anymore.
Oh, he's an American jockey.
Like a...
Yeah, like rides a horse.
Yeah, like...
He's short.
Well, okay, that checks out.
He's 5'3", 112 pounds. Oh my goodness!
Wait, those probably make the best horse riders because the horse can go so fast.
Oh yeah, That's they're supposed
5'3"?
To be small. Yeah, like Isaac could not be a jockey, even if he wanted
what
to.
What in the world? That's who I am. Is that how you see me? Is that how the world looks at me?
Got a little shrimp on the pod. Not, I guess if Brian's listening. Oh no, Brian, you're fearfully,
an excellent jockey,
fearfully and wonderfully made, Brian.
Well, now I guess I have my favorite jockey. Someone says, hey, who's your favorite jockey?
Oh, Brian Hernandez.
Brian Hernandez.
Do you want to know his net worth?
Yeah, what's Brian's net worth?
$7.5 million.
What?
Yep.
Do you want to know my net worth?
$7.5.
Dollars.
So, actually, it is Brian Hernandez Jr.
So, I'm the senior? Is that my child?
No, I think you're the...
I'm the third?
Are you the third?
Brian Hernandez the third. Actually, I got called the third this week.
Trent part of the third?
Yeah. And I said, well,
and you are not the third.
No. I said, they also said Trenton Potter, which my name is not Trenton.
The wife of Brian is Jamie Hernandez.
Mm. Same last name. That's interesting.
I think that happens over time.
Okay. I think that's what photosynthesis is.
Yep, definitely.
Anyway, so ChatGPT and AI came back to bite me by calling me Brian Hernandez, a 5'3", 112-pound horse rider. But he's rich, so.
7.5 mil.
I guess I'm rich. I do feel rich.
That explains a lot.
Because of friendships, you know?
Mm.
And the people who listen to this podcast.
Rich. Rich, rich in the things that matter.
Yeah, yeah. I could care less about money.
Who needs cash?
Baloney.
When you've got your friend
Ashlyn, my sister who I saw today.
There you go. Thanks for stopping by,
Ash. So that's the whole thing about Brian. So if we ever say Brian, that's why. I can maybe we can can we title this one Alex and Brian Hernandez question mark? So you all think we have a special guest on.
Oh. Nope,
it's just me.
It's not.
Hello, I am Brian Hernandez.
What if we can get him on the podcast, huh?
Yeah, let's reach out to him. Hey, ChatGPT says you're on our podcast.
Would you like to be?
Maybe that was a profit thing. Maybe ChatGPT is just foretelling.
We could talk about horse riding.
Yeah, that's jockeying. The topic. So, what do you do to make the horse go?
How is the horse?
How horse go?
When is the horse?
What does the horse?
To what extent does the horse?
When, why, where, how, when?
I mean, those are questions that we really do need to ask.
I think we're rambling here.
Oh, let's not do that anymore.
Good idea.
Let's see. I have done a first thing this week.
Why do I laugh so high-pitched sometimes?
No, I did something for the first time. I know it's hilarious.
What'd you do for the first time, Alex?
I saw a beaver.
I saw that video.
Did you?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Do you think they want to hear it?
Yes.
Listen up.
This is the first beaver you've ever seen in the wild?
First beaver ever seen in the wild. I've seen one in the zoo, obviously.
Right.
I mean, who hasn't?
You saw one in the dorm, right?
Yeah, saw one there. It was in the shower. Kind of weird.
Saw one in the church.
Okay, listen up.
I want to hear it slap its tail.
It's a little beaver.
I want to hear it slap its tail.
Why are you barking at it?
Dude, it's a beaver. I've never seen a beaver before.
He's so happy. Was that a baby beaver?
I think it's a normal sized beaver.
That's hilarious.
I don't know. I have never seen one before.
Ooh, maybe we should play guess that animal in the sound. Maybe in the after show we can do that.
But it's just me reacting to it.
I love that. I love the pure joy. That's like when I watch my team win by 1 point.
It's the same as watching a beaver slap its tail.
Just the same.
Well,
was it a big slap?
No, not really. But I wanted to make it slap its tail, obviously, so that's why I was barking. I was like, what could a beaver be scared of?
I think he was more scared of you in general than if you sounded like a dog.
He's just like, why is this? I think he heard me, though, because I was like, I want to hear something stale.
I think the bark was probably comforting. He's like, oh, it's just another animal. And then, I love that. That was fantastic. I'm glad that happened.
I was just glad to see it. I've always seen him in TV shows growing up.
Every TV show. Always got a beaver.
I was excited to see it. I really was.
I wish I could have been there.
It was just that whole night was kind of nuts.
Yeah.
So my friend, Isaac, who he wanted to run, he's doing this thing with his girlfriend to see who could run 3 miles the fastest.
Okay.
And so he went to do it. By the way, started off pretty strong, but when he went to go check his time, he had apparently paused it
and
put it back in his pocket and ran for about like 8 more minutes, looked and see that he paused it, you know, like a mile back.
Oh, no.
And then so he just stopped right there and started walking back.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I was on his bike going with him.
Oh.
And
oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's just a fun fact about Isaac.
Yikes.
But after, you know, we were walking back, that's when I saw the beaver.
The little beaver.
Cool stuff. He did it.
What do you call his name?
I don't know.
What do you call a beaver?
I don't know.
Leave it to?
Adam.
Adam?
Adam.
Oh, I get it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Chuck.
Oh, how much wood?
But that's a woodchuck. Wait, what is a woodchuck? Is it a beaver?
Yeah, I think they're cousins.
Wait a minute. I don't know if I've ever seen... Oh, I'm sorry. This is probably not fun to listen to.
Well, while you do that, I'll finish off here.
I've never seen a woodchuck.
All right, so it's me, Isaac, and another guy. His name's Chad. He listens. He's cool. And he's the guy who sent me that video, actually. He took that. So we're in Chad's car, and we're driving back to school. And Chad goes, hey, since we came, go buy me a French bread, he says to Isaac. And I'd never heard this before. I didn't know people were interested in French bread, but I guess Chad is very interested in French bread. So we went to Walmart, and I don't know if you know this or not, you get a whole loaf of French bread for $1. Do you know that?
You can get French bread for a dollar?
A dollar. I think it's like at the end of the day or something, maybe. I don't know. But he was just eating French bread. We paid for it, got it, and so he's just eating French bread. But then he's like, you know, still kind of hungry. So he's like, what if we go to drive-thrus and ask for things for free?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And, you know, that's always like fun. I'm in the back with a tire of a bike in my face, but I'm super down for it. I'm not opposed to it. And so we went to McDonald's.
Right.
And we...
Can I guess if you got something free or not?
Yes.
From McDonald's, they gave you a 3-piece McNugget.
Well, no. They did not give us nothing.
Oh, really?
The first time.
I said, just wait till the McRib comes back.
And so, the McRib always makes its way back.
Into this podcast.
So we went in there and we asked her, like, hey, this is how you went about it, all right? You could be the drive-thru person.
Okay. Hey.
Hey. You start, actually.
Thank you for choosing McDonald's. How can I help you?
First of all, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
That's great. Glad to hear that. I have a question for you.
Okay, how can I help you?
When is the last time you gave something away for free just to make a stranger's day?
We don't do that here, sir.
Well, what are the chances this is your first time?
How can I help you buy something?
That's kind of how it went the first time. And it was like, oh, I guess we're not getting anything.
They're pretty cold?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we left and went to KFC, which is next to it.
Okay.
And went to KFC and same spiel.
Really?
Yeah, and got nothing.
Okay. Time out, though. What would you do as a drive-thru operator? Someone asked you. Do you think you would try?
I was a drive-thru operator at one point.
Did anyone ask?
No. Here's the thing is, like, I always felt like I'm not the one to do that. Like, I was right. If I was a manager, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
I'd do it.
Time in.
But.
Play.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A. Unless you were going to say something.
All right. Kentucky Fried Chicken said no. And they said they can't be doing that. And then she literally said they'd be watching us on the cameras.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, all right. Well.
They didn't even give you a napkin?
Nothing.
Wow.
And so we left there, and then we went back to the McDonald's drive-thru because, just because. And then we're like, okay, we just tried KFC, and they also said no. But what if we gave you a French bread? And they're like, we're about to leave. We're about to get off. We're like, we can be back in 3 minutes.
What?
And we're about maybe 1 minute away from Walmart. And he's already eaten the other French bread, by the way.
Okay.
And so they were like, okay, if you can get a French bread, we'll give you something for free. And so...
What? You're bartering.
Yeah, seriously. Isaac speeds off in Chad's car and drives to Walmart. We drop Chad off. He gets a $1 French bread real quick. We're about 3 minutes out now. And
okay.
He gets in the car. We go back into the drive-thru and we say, we have it. We got the French bread.
What?
And they're like kind of shocked. I can imagine that they thought we were just some empty promise kind of people, but we're not. All
they didn't know who they're talking to.
They didn't know that we had direct access to $1 French bread. And so
they don't know the people I know.
So we went they said, okay, I guess pull it to the first window. And so they're like, hey. And we're like, hey, we got your bread. And so we gave it to them. They go, okay, just go to the second window. And so this line's kind of backed up at this point a little bit. We're waiting there at the window, at the first window. And they're kind of like staring at us all weird. And we're like, what is happening? Like,
these guys are trying to pay with French bread.
But they had already told us to go to the second window.
Yeah.
And so we're like, I guess they have something there. I don't know what they're going to do. But then we're waiting there for like a couple minutes. And then
they
some guy.
Your job.
Okay. You're pretty good at this. a guy comes down to the first window and he's like, so what do y'all want? I was like, oh, like, were they just going to send us to the second window? And then he's like, drinks? And I was like, we're like, okay. So we go to the second window now that we can. We go forward. But then I was like, so were they planning on giving us nothing?
Yeah,
like sending us to the second window?
All right, go to the second window, wink, wink. It's
and
locked.
The person at the second window is just like, who are you?
I don't see an order on here. What'd you order? Well, you tell me, actually.
Did you pay? Kind of. You can ask Michelle back there. I think she's eating it, I think.
Yeah, she's eating our money, the payment.
But no, the guy, same guy came by and gave us drinks. And he goes, I'll throw you guys a large fry in there, too.
Whoa.
Yeah, so we got a large fry. And then at that point, we just went home, basically. At McDonald's.
This is back at the same McDonald's?
Yeah, same McDonald's. We went twice.
Wait. Are you serious?
Yeah. Because you got to warm them up, you know? First time's just a warm up.
Every no is an open door. That's what they tell me when I did door-to-door sales.
Every no?
Every no gives you close, brings you closer to a yes.
It's still an answer.
Yeah, it is. You should try that with your like phone payment. Hey, we accept French bread. What if I mail you French bread? You hungry? Hey, AT&T, you hungry?
How interested are you in some carbohydrates?
Feeling European recently?
So apparently, I guess you could pay with French bread. There's power in French bread.
How you feel about some carbs from France? Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so we got small drinks.
Next time you get pulled over, you should just have French bread in your glove box or something. And if you get pulled over, just... But officer.
Officer.
How good does French bread sound?
What if I get you French bread in 5 minutes?
What if I bring you back French bread in less than 3 minutes? Will you let me go? Will you actually give me something other than a ticket? He's like, okay, sure.
All right. Do you have something to eat the French bread with? Nope. That's the thing. Who's eating French bread by itself? That's not my thing, I guess. I don't know. I'm more of a meal kind of guy. I don't go snack to snack.
Yeah.
I like to just have my meals.
I understand that.
Throughout the day.
I'm a big snacker.
I'm not a big snacker.
I can eat snacks probably straight, like all day long.
Whoa.
Because nothing fills me up when it comes to snack food.
Bottomless pit.
I've genuinely searched all throughout high school for a snack food that would fill me up, and I don't know if I ever found one. I was 8 and just felt still hungry.
I don't know. Is a snack supposed to fill you up? I feel like it's not.
I thought, well, to like carry me over, I guess.
That's why I just want a steak as a snack.
Yeah, like peanut butter and something. Peanut butter and crackers is a good snack. That fills you up a little bit. You can eat like cheese and meat and crackers. That's fine.
Yeah, I do enjoy that.
Yeah, like charcuterie with some French bread.
That's it. All right, so if you guys are, you know, in debt somewhere or you guys are just in a really tight spot, just get some flour, some...
French sauce.
How do you make French bread?
I don't know what's on it.
Yeast. And flour.
More yeast.
Eggs.
Water, maybe?
Surely. Milk, maybe? Not milk.
Motor oil.
Either way, pay with French bread. Get your life fixed.
How does a wallet look like if you're carrying French bread?
It's a basket. That's a boy Jesus turned his fish and bread into so much. That was his wallet.
What?
His French bread. You're lost. I'm lost. All right. Everyone else is lost. Okay.
Good recovery. Hey, do you want to go into our next section of stuff?
I do enjoy that section a lot, actually.
Yeah, and that would be our...
Fan mail.
Also, I found out what a woodchuck is.
Well, let's get into that after.
All right.
So, as you guys heard, it is time for fan mail. Thank you again to the musicians. We just can't thank you enough.
Yes.
All right, let's go to...
Oh, there's one down here. Did you see the one from the Riddler?
The Riddler?
Our first riddle. We got an email from the Riddler.
Oh, I see that.
All right, go ahead and read us off.
Whoa.
I'm going to say beforehand, I'm pretty confident when it comes to riddles. So, go ahead.
This is really interesting.
Yeah, I like this. Go ahead.
Who is this?
I don't know, but they said Trent. I'm Brian. I don't know who Trent is.
All right, he says, finally, after being told to send you guys fan mail, I have found your email. He found it.
We kind of give it out every week.
But he found it. Trent and Alex, what a great team.
Yes.
Could a tucked in tee still be tucked in if it was green? What?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
I think yes.
True. All the above.
For your first riddle, ooh, That means that he can come back to give us a second riddle. All right. For your first riddle, please read with a smile on your face. Hey, I promise I'm smiling. What can fill a room?
No, smile, Alex.
Oh, forgot. What can fill a room but takes no space?
There's actually several answers to this riddle, Alex.
I don't know it.
You can talk about silence can fill a room, but then you can also say sound can fill a room, but also oxygen also fills rooms.
He says, for this answer, please do not Google, but wait for a friend to send you a doodle. Next week or tomorrow, one cannot say. Who knows, maybe it will be today.
All right, thanks, Riddler. I'm going to say final answer. What can awkwardness can fill up a room but takes no space? There's a lot of answers.
Yeah, I'd say.
Probably silence. I'm going to say silence.
All right, I'm going to go with cherry limeade.
That caught me so off guard. Do you know something in this room, man? No, it's not taking up any space. Man, I'm feeling a little wet. Is this cherry limeade everywhere? That's crazy. Okay.
Thank you to the Riddler.
Do we respond to this? Probably.
Yeah, just go ahead and say.
Reply.
Trent. Says silence. Alex says cherry limeade.
Answer is.
Thank you to the Riddler. That's kind of fun, actually. So
I like this.
We should have more characters. We have the Riddler, the Joker, the storyteller, the
cherry limeade.
That's great. All right, you get the next one here from Aiden.
All right, just I gotta tell that story at some point.
I guess you might as well.
I gave a tour this week for school, and on that tour, I met these wonderful people from the state of Ohio, and this is one of them, Adrian, and he said, please give me a shout out, and I said, okay, I'll give you a shout out, Adrian. So Adrian, thank you for listening. I hope you made it back safe. It was a pleasure meeting you. Thanks for taking our Tucked In Tea stickers, and thanks for emailing us. I'll read it in a second, but shout out to all my friends from the group from Ohio. Great group. It was great. We loved it. Okay, this is what he says. Dear Trenton and Alex, it's Brian. Me and my youth group had a great time visiting the school this week, and Trenton was a great tour guide for us. One of my only regrets from this week is not getting to meet Alex. When I found out about the podcast, I was excited to play it in the 15-hour van ride on the way home. But after one episode, everyone was tired of it, except for me and one other person for some reason. So I put in my earbuds, and I listened to 8 episodes.
Wow.
By myself. Love the show, Adrian.
Adrian is our kind of guy.
Wow.
All right, how many people were on that trip?
11 or 12, maybe.
Okay, so 1 out of 12 people?
Wow. I'm sorry, everyone else was tired.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, actually.
But Adrian's got us.
Adrian, I mean, he's just consistent, and he's just... I mean, he's the standout of the group, wasn't he? I mean, you were telling me that even before this.
Yes, except he's not a Michigan fan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's quite the opposite.
That's pretty great, though.
Thank you, Adrian. That makes us feel great.
That's 8%. 8% of people will like our podcast.
The stats say. That's what the stats say.
If we're going to go with 8 billion people in the world, and we would find 8% of that. That means we could have a following at one point in our lives of 640 million.
Hey, we can get it. All right, you got the next
that
one.
That could be the world's biggest podcast.
Whoa.
We could reach our goal. 8 episodes is actually insane because.
Yeah, 8 hours in a row of this. Oof. No, thank you.
I would not. All right, we have another fan. Thank you, by the way, Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian. Say hello to everybody for me.
We have a next one from Joel. It says paper mail, I guess, as the as the subject. And his profile picture is a Chick-fil-A logo. So yeah, he's a Chick-fil-A guy.
Oh, do you see his parentheses?
Yeah, I think you should just, or maybe even just from your mouth.
No, it's specific.
Oh, I see. All right. By the way, his specificities says, read in fancy rich dude voice, which I'm not good at, by the way, while playing rich music.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, you have that voice down.
Okay.
And it says specifically the string quintet in E major op.13no.5.
I can look it up.
By Luigi Boccherini.
String.
So thank you for that. specificity. That's such a hard word. I'm not good with words today or normally.
OP13.
Thank you to Luigi for providing this music. Thank you to the founder of Google for creating Gmail so we can get this. Thank you for people who made the alphabet. Just appreciate y'all that we can now communicate properly and understand each other.
Okay, I don't know if this is... Oh, I found it. I found
it. Thank you, Joel.
I found it. Okay, here we go.
Go at it.
I thank you. Oh, sorry. Wait. I didn't get the first part. Let's start this again. Gentlemen, I thank you for the esteemed honor of your presence over a form of media known as podcasting. It really does give me a good chortle. I appreciate your randomness, perhaps more than your average Sally, and thus I appreciate your presence. I believe a good function to have on the pod would be to do another spelling bee, but perhaps with the hardest words known to a man. Words such like apples, or perhaps polypeptide. Anyways, enough of that nonsense. Continue to brighten my day as well as others with laughter, crying, and nervous. It has been quite my pleasure, my gentle bros. # I've been locked in since day one, and I'm still waiting on my t-shirt and coffee mug. Signed, Joel.
Joel, thank you for that.
That was fun. I like that.
That was good.
Was it good to listen to?
I never heard that word before, polypeptide.
I wasn't listening, so did it sound okay?
Yeah, no.
Okay,
you did
sweet,
well.
Sweet.
That was very rich and
kind of old man. Kind of old man.
I thought it was fine. I want to know.
I definitely felt like I played tennis at some point in my life.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
I play croquet.
Kyle now.
He's okay, yeah.
Got our next one. It says, fun mail, not fan mail. Okay, Kyle. He says, what is up, guys? Thank you for some... Oh, what? Yeah, thank you for some, what I would say, above average content on the pod. The week goes by so fast that I'm already like, it's already time for another episode of the Tugged in Tea. I judge my weeks by Ope It's Saturday. They are probably recording the podcast right now.
Ope It's Saturday. Ope. I love that.
I just wanted to share my story about learning to ride a bike for the first time, which is, I love stories. So hit it, Kyle. Okay, here I go. I was preparing... All right. I started to learn how to ride a bike last year, actually. I was preparing to ride bikes in NYC, that stands for New York City, by the way, in Central Park, because that is one of the things we're going to do. And I was like, I don't know how to ride a bike. I better get started before I have to ride in the busiest part in the world, in the busiest park in the world. So I learned and picked it up pretty fast. No big falls or anything. Not even any training wheels. So, I finally got to the hang of it, and it was off to New York City. When we got to the day we were going to ride bikes, I was so nervous. Once we headed to the park, I was like, okay, I got this. Then, I was abruptly wrong. One of the hardest things I've ever done, because I had just learned about 2 months before, so it was a new thing to me. Everyone asked me when I got home how it went, and I told them that it felt like I was going to die. It was one of the scariest things I've ever done. Anyway, just wanted to share. You guys are awesome. Stay awesome. Also, I am going to attach a Mad Lib. Would you like to do that one?
I love Mad Libs, Alex. I love this. Do you want to do it now, or do you want to save it for the more tucked in, the after show?
Yeah, we'll do it in the after show. So if you want to hear that.
Oh, my goodness. I love Mad Libs. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah. If you want to hear the Mad Lib, join us on the Patreon after show. Thank you. If you already there. We had a new one. Lily just joined this week. So shout out to you, Lily. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, about the Lily merch.
Oh, that's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey Boys merch is
on
released.
Live.
Is on the .com. On the live. On the .com. So thanks to Lily, there's now Hey Boys merch. We put that out there for you, Lily. So if you can.
It's only $15.
Only $15. So go ahead and maybe grab that if you can.
I think you oughta.
If anyone else wants it, you can.
And prices of other things
dropped. Decreases of prices because we had done something a little differently than we thought we had to. So therefore, prices are down and the vibes are up.
And the sky's still up.
Yeah, do you want to know what a hay,
I regret
what a
saying that
is?
So much. Yeah, please tell me.
All right, a woodchuck is actually just a groundhog.
What?
Same thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's another name for it, like a nickname.
Yeah. The groundhog, also known as the woodchuck, is a rodent of the family Sciuridae, and belonging to the group of large ground squirrels known as marmots, a lowland creature of North America. It is, and then the rest is covered up. But I have to go to Wikipedia to see it, and I don't want to go to Wikipedia. I don't believe in Wikipedia. Sorry,
Wikipedia is untrustworthy, but I would still like a Wikipedia for our podcast.
So go ahead and start it. Someone out there, give us a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I'd be appreciative.
Ask you, Brian. It's your job this week.
The Wikipedia says Alex and Brian.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Hey, I was blessed this week. Can I share a blessing on here?
Let's see. Permission granted.
All right. Here's my blessing. I had a little bag of Doritos this week, Alex.
Yeah?
Yeah. And what a blessing. For one of our school dinners, we had chips. And so you get those one of personal size Dorito bags. Cool Ranch, I might add. One of the
what
favorites.
What a blessing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Favorite for me is actually the sweet chili. Woo-wee.
What a blessing.
It's good. It is a blessing. And so I open up my bag of Doritos.
What?
What do you expect to find in a bag of Doritos?
A blessing.
A blessing, that's yeah. For sure. Guess how many chips are in this bag?
Let's just go with a handful. 12?
Yes. Less. Whoa, less. Yeah. Half that.
Half of 12?
Yeah.
So more than three.
Alex, do we need... Are you good?
I haven't had math class in a long time.
Hey, we can cut this out, but are you okay?
I don't have my calculator with me.
Maybe you should take that out. I don't want people to think that you don't know how to do math.
Can we?
Yeah, we'll take that out.
Thank you.
Okay, let's restart. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Six chips?
Yeah, so there were six chips.
I did that all in my head.
I love when we do that. Six chips. That was all that was in that little bag. And the rest of it was the dust, like the flavoring dust. Legitimately probably 1/4 inch to 1/2 inch deep in my bag was just dust. And so I counted that as a blessing.
Did you keep it?
Yeah, it's
in my
room.
Did you season some stuff?
I don't know. I'm going to try to use it for something.
That's what I was saying.
I heard other people found the same thing. So it must have been a bad batch of chips.
Bad batch.
Bad batch of chips. So yeah, that was a blessing, I think, because it's just cool to have a bunch of Dorito dust. Maybe I'll post a picture on the Patreon if I can get a good picture.
How many chips normally come in there anyway?
I'd like to say probably 12 to 15.
Okay.
I'd assume. I don't know.
I never counted.
Depends on the type of chip. Cheetos? Probably a lot more. But like big chips like that? I don't know.
I was thinking, if you ever feel useless in the world,
just remember Cheetos exist.
And Fritos. Cheetos and Fritos. Those, they're always not picked. You know, if you have a bowl of chips at a party, there's always going to be Cheetos and Fritos left.
Yeah.
So first of all, I wish I loved those. Yeah. I wish those were my favorite.
They had barbecue Fritos I saw. Not Fritos. Yeah, Fritos.
Yeah. Oh, I know those.
Yeah, I didn't know they had those.
Or maybe I don't.
Or maybe it was cheddar cheese. But they're like the normal ones, but different flavored.
I'm not a fan of Cheetos. I mean Fritos. Ugh.
I like the jalapeno Cheetos. Those are real good. I really like those. Very good.
Cheddar jalapeno. Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Hey, I had some that I wanted to talk about last week. That was just, it was so quick. I mean.
Okay, yeah, talk.
All right, so we talked about we were in the skit, right? And there was Jesus and there's disciples. Well, we were all in costume, obviously, and we all got changed in one room. And I just thought it was funny because I was cleaning up that room later in that week. And while I was cleaning it up, I was picking up these these costumes. And the only costume that was folded up was Jesus's. And I just thought that I just thought that was pretty great.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Pretty on brand. If it, you know, I just feel like that's about right. I think that makes sense.
That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that was... I'm glad you told me that. That's funny. That is very funny. Wow. Good stuff. That is very comical.
Do you feel like you're a good texter?
No. Wait, can I... Can we clarify, like, responding timeliness?
No, as in, like, you're...
Communicating well.
Like, the words you pick, the punctuation you use.
I've gotten better, I think, but I'm not great.
Are you a big acronym, or what's it called?
Acronym.
What's the... NBA, abbreviation?
YMCA. I say things like...
BRB.
No.
GTG.
I shorten words, but I don't do, like, those... I'll shorten words like, or I do right now, like RN. I do that a lot.
Okay.
Or like probably.
Oh, I do probably. I like probably.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't do a lot of those. I don't like TTYL.
But isn't it funny how it always how your texting changes when you're texting your friends to when you're texting like actually someone?
Well, yeah. That's how it is in conversation.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. But I think it's so funny because once I start texting someone else like from church or from... At, like any other adult that I'm conversating with.
From the government.
Yeah, whenever they're texting me. My exclamation points are out the wazoo.
Yeah. Put it there.
Thank you. I'm glad someone can agree with me on this. Why do I use so many exclamation points?
Because you want to communicate that you're happy.
Yeah, but like, I don't.
That's awesome. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Sometimes I feel like I'm putting exclamation point, and I'm like, I'm really not that exclamatory. In my thoughts.
I don't think I really exclaimed that.
It's like, sounds great.
Sounds great.
Awesome.
What I say, sounds good. What they read, sounds good.
What I'm thinking.
That's funny.
I'll be right there. Wow, it says, I'll be right there.
That is really funny.
And so I think I just have to work on that.
Yeah, because I'll put like 3 sentences in a row and they all end. In an exclamation point. Like, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity. I'll see you then.
That's exactly. Like, seriously, that is exactly.
Oh, it's funny.
That's exactly me. I'm just looking back at mine right now, and I'm like, ugh, you're so terrible. Like, I was not exclamatory. But thank you. If I send you an exclamation point.
Just know he didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it at all.
Wow. Hey, I feel like this episode's been a little random, more than normal.
Yeah, let's just keep it that way. How do you feel about a car wash?
What do you mean, how do I feel about it?
I love car washes.
Yeah, they're good.
All right, that's it.
I was just going to say, we might want to start getting to our spiritual talk.
Oh, already?
Yeah, we're at 48.
Oh, that flew by.
Yeah, probably because we probably hit 27 topics today. We cover a range of topics here every episode.
One more thing about car washes.
Okay, yeah. Please.
Real quick.
Yeah, yeah, please.
I would love if a car wash was like 40 minutes long. Like, I know that'd be like insane.
Yeah.
But I would eat that up.
I'd probably take a nap.
And it'd just be so nice.
You should get screens around your bed that simulate you going through a car wash.
Car wash sounds.
Like, and then have it like move. That'd be kind of cool. Shake, but
yeah. People slapping my blankets.
Pouring soap on you.
I was taking a car through the car wash this week, and it's a car that doesn't really get used that much. And so I'm just taking it in, and I'm literally in the car wash, and here comes these little Swiffer wet jets. I don't know what it's called. And they're spitting, and I'm like, these are a little louder than normal. And I look in the back seat, and one of the windows is wide open.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I start, I'm like instantly rolling it up. I'm like, come on. And here comes the spinner.
Oh, my goodness.
And it closed like kind of right when it was in the middle, but nothing really got in. There's a couple splatters of soap and But I was caught very off guard. I was like, why is, I thought no one was using that car, but apparently.
That's hilarious. Oh my goodness. That's funny. I'm glad it didn't get cherry limeade all inside. That would fill up everything.
It would take no space.
It would take up no space, but man, it'd be bad. Do you realize what holiday this comes out on?
St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Really?
I just realized that.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's Monday.
Corn so beef? Are you corn beef guy?
I don't. It's okay. I'll talk about that. We can do the origin story of St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
After the spiritual talk.
Yeah. Let's get into it. You want to tell us about the Four Men in the Fire?
Yeah, sure. So obviously, I already brought it up, but we did the Four Men in the Fire, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and the Lord himself, Jesus, was in the flames. And so they did that as a skit. They had puppets. They had guys acted out. They probably acted out a little extra than it was written down in the Bible. There's a lot of, I don't know how accurate it was, but it was kind of funny. But they acted it out. The kids loved it. Had a good time. And so I got up afterwards, and I was able to just talk about faith. You know, they had faith that God was going to protect them. They stood up against, man, just thinking of that. They stood up against the king of the world almost at that point. At that time, I mean, as a powerful king, a whole empire, a nation's bowing down, and they say, no, we're going to follow the Lord. They don't give in to that, the pressure that was there. So, incredible faith. They knew the Lord would keep them safe. And so, I just talked about that, and I brought into their lives just about, obviously, salvation is the first step of faith in our lives, having faith for salvation. And then just after that, standing up in faith, doing right in faith, knowing that people around us are going to think it's different. People around us, we might get backlash from it, but God's pleased. And one day, that's all that's going to matter. And so I try to communicate that. And it was good for me to remember that what I do now, obviously, I'm going to either reap the benefits from or, you know, you're going to, one day, it's all going to come back and we're going to be asked why we did all these things. And it's going to be sorted before the Lord. But so just reminded me that I should live, I need to be living by faith now, in obedience, in giving the gospel, in fulfilling his will for my life now, and not giving into that pressure. That's the pressure of comfortability, the pressure of fitting in, and the pressure of just doing what's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really helpful for me personally to internalize that as I try to communicate that with the kids, even though some of them were probably, they're younger, so I couldn't do it as much. But for my life, it was very good. Just to remember that, you know, living in faith doesn't stop with salvation, obviously. It's a constant thing. Trusting in the Lord to provide needs, to lead me throughout my day, and to show me what I need to do for my future. And so it's very good. It's very helpful for my life.
That's good.
Yeah, just to remember that. And that he rewards faith. And it's not something that goes unnoticed in his sight.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great principle, great truth. I even was able to teach at a Bible club this week. It is about faith. That was my thing about Jairus and his daughter. And yeah, okay, so for my week, on my heart was really just what we all don't like is waiting on the Lord, waiting on answer prayers, waiting for even things as little as in a line, but that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm really just talking about when you're waiting on the Lord, waiting on his timing. And obviously, I'm sure I mentioned it 1,000 times before, but how much we love control, how much we desire control as humans, and we just want to make everything happen in our own timing, in our own plan, our own blueprint. But as we come to the point when we're just, when we give it up to God, you know, you finally give it up to the Lord, and you're like, Lord, you have control of my life, Lord. Lord, you have it all, Lord. I'm trusting you, and you have faith in him that he's just going to work it out. You still have to wait. Mm-hmm. And so, that's just a tough place to be, I found.
Oh, yeah.
When you're waiting, and you're faithful, and you have faith in the Lord and what he's doing, but, I mean, you still have to wait. Like, you've given it up, but I still have to. Just because you give it up doesn't mean God's like, oh, there we go. That's what, I mean, no, sometimes the Lord just wants to test our patience, and he wants to try us, and he wants to purify us in time. And so while we're waiting, it's hard for us to see all that. It's hard for us to even think that God is still working, that God is still doing things behind the scenes. Just because we've given it up just because we have given up control. And so it's a tough place to be. And it's so, at those times when you're just so honest with God and you come to God and you're just like, God, I'm struggling. I don't like this. I don't like that I don't have control. I don't like that I am just waiting here, sitting. And so just as you're waiting, just be consistent in what you know is right. Just keep praying, keep doing right, living right, keep seeking the Lord, and just be consistent in your waiting still. And also be confident in your waiting. Just know that God is working. Just know. Be confident in the fact that God is behind behind the scenes. God is orchestrating a perfect plan for you to do, to live, a perfect plan for you to have. But man, waiting. While we're there, it's so easy for us to just mess it up and for us to try to just make it happen on our own time. And so while you're waiting, just be consistent, be confident in the Lord, just give it up to Him, and patience, man. Whew.
Yeah.
That's something. If we can learn to be patient, we can grow in a lot of other areas because of our patience. And so, that's just been on my heart.
Be faithful and be patient. It's good.
Be faithful while being patient.
Be patient while being faithful. It's good stuff.
I like it. I like it.
Very good. I need that, Alex. So thank you. I need that. Patience is not easy.
It's a virtue. Patience is next to godliness.
Wait. All right. Do you want to know about St. Patrick here?
He's good guy.
All right. So here's the history, the origin of St. Patrick. Thank you, Narbis, for submitting this through fax. He just faxed it to me. I don't actually know how faxing works.
Printer.
So he was born in 385. And at the age of 14, he was captured and taken to Ireland to work as a slave, where he herded sheep. I feel like that's not that bad of a slave job, to herd sheep. Anyway, David did it.
He's got the long straw.
At the time, it was in the pagan land culture was there ruling in Ireland. He never forgot about God. He would pray. It was said that he would pray over 100 times a day.
Wow.
That's
some of us
four
would
times
only,
an hour.
Some of us would only do that if we ate 100 times.
Yikes. apparently he had a dream where God came to him and he instructed him to go back and reunite with his family. And then he had another dream, blah, blah, blah.
Dreamer.
And he preached for 40 years and converted all of Ireland, it says. All of Ireland.
St. Patrick.
He worked many miracles. And he lived in poverty, and he died in 461.
Where'd you get all that?
Narbis.
Oh. Narbis, where'd you get all that?
He doesn't know.
Well, no doubt that that God used him. However,
yeah, I'd like to do a deep study into him.
Because
I've
from
heard
what
so
I
many
know,
different things.
What I know, he's a solid guy.
I
think.
I mean, I know he prays a lot.
He has a holiday.
Yeah.
If you have those two things, then...
Like him and Christopher Columbus. They got holidays.
Oh, Chris. I don't know about Chris.
Well, anyway, I hope you're wearing green. Otherwise,
I hope you're eating corned beef.
Pinchy, pinchy.
Okay. I'm not wearing green, so I got to go dress up.
Is this a... Are you saying Patrick's Day viewed as a worldly holiday? Like, I know, obviously, the celebrations aren't the greatest.
I don't know.
But anyway, I was just wondering. Did you always recognize it growing up? Like, was it something that was weird?
No, I know people started selling corned beef in the stores.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's
it's
about
Saint
it. Oh, and cabbage.
So, pray.
And
go ahead and convert all of your nation.
Get your holiday. Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very brief overview of St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if that was accurate, but it was there.
Okay, on the Patreon, we're also going to talk about intramural basketball is what we are part of here at school.
Okay, we're talking about that apparently.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
And
so
I'm
join
Brian.
Us there. And I'm Alex. Join us on our Patreon. Join us on our Instagram. Join us. Send us an email at tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com.
Go check out our lower prices.
Yes, at tuckedintea.com.
Who knows how much longer it'll be up.
If we make 4 sales, we'll... No, I don't know. I can't make any promises.
We'll do something.
I'll
change my name legally to Brian Hernandez.
If we sell 100 items. Okay. Seriously, guys, we appreciate you. And honestly, all I can hope is that we're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
In.
Peace.
Brian out.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon.